Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all. Thank you for the applaud as usual. I want to thank you all for calling in to It's All About You radio show, which you have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and Dennis Weston. And yes, we are live. We are live every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. I just want to thank God for you all, and I thank God for your support and for you calling in. We are in for a big show, a great big surprise, and a great big treat on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God for you all. I want to give a recap also on last week's show. Last week we had Yolanda Wallace, who's an author and an entrepreneur of Life Experiences Ministry. We had a great show, great turnout, great connections. It was awesome. It was awesome. So we just want to thank God for Yolanda Wallace. And I pray if she's listening, to continue to stay in contact with us, continue to, give out that information. We thank God for her. We thank God for Dennis in his absence. Yes, we thank God for him. I just pray that whatever Dennis is going through, that God continue to bring him out through his process. He's going through his process, so we thank God for him. And I just want to acknowledge him. You know, every time we come on the show, I really thank God for him. Amen. So tonight what we're going to do, we're going to start off as usual. We're going to open up in prayer. We want to keep God first in everything and everything that we do. And I got a surprise for you. Tonight we have author Michael Williams. He's coming on the show tonight, and he's a powerful, powerful man of God, an entrepreneur. He's an author. He's written 4 books already. So we just thank God for the scribe's anointing that's upon his life. We thank God for him. We thank God for him even receiving our invitation. Amen. It's a privilege and it's an honor. But before we bring him on, I just want to go ahead and let the Holy Spirit have his way. And so, God, we just want to acknowledge you on tonight, Father, for you said, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And, Lord, you said all things will be added unto us. And so on tonight, God, we pray, God, that you have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you bless the man of God, Father. Father, that you, Father, continue to strengthen him and build him up, Father, but that you use him on tonight like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, Father, bless him with resources, Father. Allow him to be your resource center, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, touch every ear that's listening, Father. Bless them, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. Father, tear down the kingdom of darkness, Father. Give them new revelation and new strategy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let there be resources, Father, or whatever it that's needed, Father, for the listeners on tonight, God. But most of all, God, we pray, Father, that you come in and have your way, Father, and we speak empowerment on tonight, God, that someone will be empowered on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we just say thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you, and we praise you because we know it's already done in your son Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Okay. We have Mr. Arthur Michael Williams. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Amen. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. I thank God,
yes.
And I thank God for you for the invitation. Are you able to hear me well?
Yes, I hear you well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We thank you for accepting the invitation as well. We know you're a busy man. Amen. You're doing the work of God, the work of the kingdom. So we know how it is. So we thank you for taking your time out to bless the people of God, to bless the listeners, and to share with you who you are, your life, where you came from, your present, which what God has you doing, your present process, and also what God is taking you to, where he's launching you to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you once again. Thank you for the invitation. Once again, my name is Michael Liddell Williams, and born and raised here in Chicago, Illinois. And of course, if anyone knows Chicago, it can be a pretty rough city. But coming up, being raised, at a young age, you know, how you being young, you just kind of think that you can kind of do your own thing. But, of course, you don't really think about the mistakes that's going to happen after you start doing your own thing. So I kind of went through some things, and, of course, we're going to get into all that once we start talking about the books. But being in Chicago, raised, going through certain things and tribulations and trials that people go through in their everyday walk, not just even in Christ, but just doing your everyday thing like going to work, going to the gas station, getting in the car. You know, we're always faced with certain things that sometimes we don't even be aware of. So that's why it's very good to know how to go through certain things and then being able to come out of certain things being victorious and not being the victim, because we have went through that thing being and understanding God's word and what God is leading us, and not just where we're at right now, but where he's taking us, because there's a future out there. There's people out there that we have to see and that we have to meet and come into, and someone's going to be blessed by our ministry. So anytime we go through certain things, we always want to expect to come out victorious. So that's pretty much about me. Like I said, being born and raised here in Chicago, I am married to a beautiful wife, Mrs. LaRonza Regina Williams. I'm sure she's listening right now. And being able to just not just be there with her, but being able to have her as a helpmeet to me, being able to encourage me, because every time you go through certain things, sometimes you may not have people around you. And so you have to encourage yourself. But if you have someone around you that God has placed in your life, then it makes you going through a little bit better than you going through being or feeling alone, because we're in human flesh as well. So I want to just thank God for her, because she has helped me. She has been there. She has encouraged me. Even when she needs to be encouraged, she encouraged me. So I want to just thank God for her. So, and then, of course, having my own family, my mom being raised as a pastor's child, having siblings. I'm a twin brother. Being raised in the church. But even though I was raised in the church, I wasn't really doing the things that God really wanted me to do. I was just going through the motion of just going to church, like some of us just do these days. I wasn't really walking in the right place with God, because I was brought up to do a certain thing, and sometimes when you do something for so long, it becomes easy. And that's what I was doing. I was having easy life because I was so used to doing certain things over and over again. So I had a mother and father, and they brought me up in church, and of course I had a beautiful, wonderful upbringing, but still wanted to do my own thing, and I still did my own thing. I was out there doing things that I shouldn't have had no business doing. I ended up going to jail and being in prison. I felt like, or I should say I was angry with God because I had ended up there, but it was really my fault. And sometimes we go through certain things and we want to blame certain people or we want to blame the devil when it was really us doing what we ended up doing to get us in the position that we are in. And so now we're trying to find an escape or we're trying to find an emergency exit for us to come out. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So a lot of times we go through things, we don't know how to come out. And that ties into my first book that I've written called No Residue. We go through certain things, and our lives sometimes, before we go through the struggle, our lives be wonderful. We be having everything that we need. But then all of a sudden, when that adversity hit, that struggle hit, and we're faced with certain things in our lives where we can't do nothing but call on God, then we don't know how to go through. But in the book, No Residue, which is my freshman book, my first book that I've written, I talk about going through the fire and being able to be in the fire in the midst of the storm, but being able to understand the reason why you're in the fire and being able to come out the fire with no evidence that you've ever been touched because God has preserved you.
Yes. Wow. 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 That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a book. I purchased that book when that book first came out a few years ago. And even the cover on the book just was the anointing. It draws you, you know, because if you've been in the fire, you can kind of understand just looking at the cover, like, wow, what this person has been through, or you may know, you know, have an idea,
yes,
you know, of what they've been through, you know,
right?
Because you've been, especially if you've been in the fire, amen.
Yes.
Especially if you've been in the
amen.
Fire,
amen. Amen. You have to understand that when you go through the fire, you have to understand that certain things happen while you're in the midst of the fire, so. Now, and which talks about in the book of No Residue, it talks about pretty much while you're in the fire, you have to keep the faith. So anytime you go through certain things in life, you cannot have your faith withered. Because when you start doubting and when your faith starts getting withered, things cannot happen positively in your life. Because faith without works, we already know it's dead, right?
Yeah.
So we have to understand what God is saying in his word. So if he says that have faith, even if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, and then whatever you pray for in the book of Mark, he said, believe what you pray for and you shall receive. So while you're in the midst of the fire, in the storm, even while you're feeling like you're getting burnt up, even while you're feeling like people are throwing darts at you and you're being bruised in the fire, and I want to just say this is really blessing me right now as well. But while you're going through the fire and while you're in the midst of the fire, you have to keep the faith in being able to receive and know and have a clear vision that God's going to bring you out. Because if your vision is tainted, and you don't have a clear vision of how God is going to bring you out, you will not come out because you can't see yourself out because it's not a fleshly thing. That's why he said. He said it's in the spirit that you can see certain things. It's not through flesh and blood. But he said it's but by the spirit, said the Lord.
Yeah.
So a lot of things we go through in our lives, we can't see ourselves out. And the reason why we cannot see ourselves out is because we're not in the spirit. And the word of God talks about being in the spirit, walking in the spirit, doing the things of the spirit, having the mind of God, having the mind of Christ. So when you start having the mind of God and the mind of Christ, you start doing mind-like things. So everything in your life that you do, even if you go to the gas station, even if you go to your job, you're going to the gas station being Christ-like. You're getting out the car, you're walking Christ-like. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. My God, I feel this right now.
Yes. Wow.
So you have to allow yourself while you're in the fire to be able to not just keep the faith, but you got to worship while you're in the fire. You can't just be in the fire. But when I tell you something, like in the days of old, like when the Indians wanted something, they started getting around in a circle, and they started dancing, and they believed that something was about to happen. If you think about it, subconsciously, that was their faith being in action. So even while you're in the midst of the fire, when you don't see it, your faith is in action. But I'm just not going to just do anything while I'm going through. In other words, I'm not going to be moping while I'm in the fire. Sometimes the spirit of depression will come on you while you're in the fire. Everything will come on you while you are in the fire. But when you take on the mind of Christ and when you have the spirit of worship on the inside of you, guess what? You can worship yourself out of your situation and to a present, another situation. Come on, somebody.
Wow.
So when you worship God, you are elevating your atmosphere into the mind of Christ, into the anointing of God, so where you can start receiving blessings. Because, see, here's the thing. When you are in the holies of holies, and when you are worshiping God, you're worshiping Him because of who He is, and all of a sudden things have started happening for you. Before you get home, He's been already working out because you didn't praise, you don't worship while you are in the fire, and nothing is going to hinder your faith. So that's why I talk about no residue. That it talks about being in the fire and understanding the fire and God's timing and being purified by the fire, and how Jesus can be your firefighter, how He can bring you out, not without a scratch, no bruises, but He can bring you out. As a matter of fact, people will start wondering, okay, didn't he just go through? Okay, wait a minute. Didn't she just go through? I know she ain't looking like this. I know she ain't got her new car, and they don't understand why and what has happened. But God knows, because you have conditioned yourself and your spirit has been elevated, and you are in the atmosphere of God, and to be able to receive His blessing, because you have the right attitude while you are in the fire, while you are in your storm, that you can come out with no residue. Bless God. Hello? Hello?
Amen. Hello? Hello? Amen. Amen. Can you all hear me? Amen. Okay. Okay. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Okay. Amen. Amen. You know this show good, right? Because you know the devil mad. You know he cut me right off. But it's all good.
It's all good.
And it's,
he's mad.
Yes, because it's all God. Yeah, he mad. And didn't he just share 2-3 minutes of what happened on my way home from work today? I said, I'm going to go home and go ahead and prepare for the show. All of a sudden, my light comes on the dashboard to let me know my tire is low. I ran over a nail, didn't know it, so I'm thinking the tire just low. I pulled over and got a flat tire.
Mm.
What nail do you run over and it comes right back out? Normally, nails stay in. And I said, devil, you're a lie. I'm going to go do this show. But anyway, I want you to go ahead. I had a young lady that pressed the one button. I'm going to bring her on by the name of Connie Harris. I don't know if she have a question for you.
Okay.
but I'm going to bring her on live, okay? Hello,
okay.
Connie?
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I have a question for the speaker. I'm interested in purchasing his book, No Residue. Where will
yes.
we find it to purchase it at?
Yes, you can visit. First of all, you can go to my website, which is www.michaellidellwilliams.com, and you can purchase the book that way. Or you can call the office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 to 5 p.m. at 877-331-4354. Or if you want to visit us on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBooks, or you may visit the Mustard Seed Christian bookstores or the Saving Grace bookstores, and that way you can purchase a book as well.
Okay, can you repeat that number again, please? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Sure. The number is
877-331-4354. And I was really blessed by tonight when you said you have to worship while you're
yes.
in the fire. That is powerful in itself. And I'm just
yes.
going to take that, and I'm just gonna go through my process worshiping the true and the living God, because I know that I'm victorious and that I'm going to come out of the situation victoriously with no residue. I'm loving
yep.
this.
With no residue. Yeah, that's the right attitude. That's the right attitude to have.
Amen. I just want to say thank you for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Sister Tiffany, for inviting me. And I'm looking forward to receiving my book.
Most definitely, most definitely. Thank you so much.
Take care.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So we understand how you have written 4 books so far, right?
Yes, yes. And we just spoke about, yes, I'm on the fourth one right now. The fourth one is due to be released mid-May or either by the end of May.
Okay. Okay.
And
okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the second book is called Seasons. We've already talked about the first book, which is called No Residue. The second book is called Seasons.
Okay.
And the third book is The Promises of God, then a devotional book. And the fourth book, you can also pre-order the fourth book right now as well by calling the number again, which is 877-331-4354. And you can pre-order the fourth book as well, which is called The Other Side of the Story, which is actually my first fiction novel.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. You want to go ahead. You want to expound on any of them?
Yes, I wanted to say the reason why a lot of people is, I would say, fearful about going into other areas. Now, the Bible says He gives us power to receive wealth.
We can't hear you. I don't know what happened.
Hello.
Okay, now, okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, we can hear you now.
You can hear me now? Okay. Okay. You know, the devil, he just doesn't want to work. He just does not want this work to go out tonight. But I hear you. But a lot of times I was saying that a lot of times we're fearful for going into other areas, and we limit our blessings because of fear, because of our territory, because of our common or our comfort zone. We don't want to come out of our comfort zone. And that's the reason why we're not really getting blessed the way we should be getting blessed, because we are limiting ourselves and we are not stepping out of the box and going into other areas because we are afraid of what people are going to say. We are afraid of what the church folks are going to say. We are afraid of what our friends is going to say, because we feel like, okay, if my book is over here in this bookstore and it's right next to a circular R&B artist, that's not God. But, see, here's the thing. So we miss our blessings because we're so deep and we're so caught up into what or how we was raised to where we don't even know how to receive our blessings. For even in this book, even in this bookstore, and my book is over in this bookstore next to an R&B artist. Okay, so if this is over there, somebody that who don't even know Christ, who may walk in the store and may see my book right next and say, no residue, no season.
Yes.
What's this book about? And they start reading the first chapter, and next thing you know, it was the anointing that has drawn them. So a lot of times we limit ourselves because we don't have the right timing, and we're not in the right season, which gets into the second book, Seasons, which gets deep. It gets deep. When you are in the right season and when you're doing things as we talked about, you are receiving the right blessings in the divine time and in the divine order because you are walking in the right season that you're supposed to walk in. Now, the reason why people miss their season, and this is, and like I said, we're in the book Seasons. We're expanding on Seasons right now. The reason why people miss their season is because we're walking with the wrong people, or we have the wrong influences. And God is speaking to our hearts. Can you hear me?
This is my word right here.
And God is speaking to our hearts, and he's telling us, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, Pastor Mark Coley, of a Hybrid International Ministry, and he was, and we were talking, and we were talking about how people can just be so deep and be so caught up to where we start missing our blessings because of how we were raised, and just because we think that we were, because you like Coke or I like Pepsi, it doesn't mean that because you like Coke, I like Pepsi, that you're right and I'm wrong. So a lot of times we limit ourselves and we're in the wrong season because we don't know how to act right, because we don't know how to choose the right people to walk with, because we're so used to hanging out with Junebug or Pearly or Tyrone because we grew up with them or because we have a lot in common, and that's really usually the thing. But is this God? Will this person take you to the next level? Does this person have what it takes for you to receive your next blessing? Because, see, your blessings come through people. So when you're trying to walk with Junebug, and God is saying, I want you to walk with Shirley. And you walk with Junebug because you know Junebug, and you're so used to Junebug, and you're having a wonderful time with Junebug. You go with Junebug because y'all just kicking it, and y'all just buddies. But really, your blessing, you done miss your blessing because, so that's how we can miss our season and miss our blessing because we're walking with the wrong people. There are many ways you can miss your season. There's many ways you can miss your season by people speaking stuff into your life and you running with it prematurely. Like, for instance, if someone say, I see God saying that he called you the pastorship. And you go out next week and you start pastoring. But really, in 2 years, it's a setup for failure. And even though it was on your life, and even though if he or she saw that on your life, and it could have been a false prophet. And that's another thing, how we miss our season, because we want to listen and we want to go and after a word. Everything is going after a word. We want this person to prophesy to us. We want to sit on the first row because we want the prophet to see us. We want to sit on the side right here because we want the prophet to see us because we want a word. And God is saying, get in the word yourself because what you want is in the word. And you're missing your blessing and you're missing your season because you are out of sync, out of my word. You're not in my word. You're in somebody else's fantasy. You're in your own fantasy, but you're not in my fantasy. You're not in my word because you're doing your own thing. And that's how we can miss our season because we're walking with the wrong people. And by people speaking things into our lives, and we thinking that is God, and it may be God, but it may be the wrong timing, and that's how you can miss those seasons as well by going before your time, or even going after your time. you can go after your time because you have the spirit of fear. And God is saying, go. And you stand. And he said, okay, if you go, I'm going to bless you. You say you want this. You say you want that. If you be obedient, that's what in his word he said, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. But the reason why we can't eat good, because we are being disobedient to God's word. The reason why we cannot be good and we can't eat good and we can't have the good of the Lamb and we can't live and drive the best and have the best is because we are being disobedient. And God is saying it's time for refreshing. And we can miss our season by not being refined, by not being in his word, by having the wrong clothing on. You can have you ever seen somebody in this summertime and they have this big fur coat on? Because they're stuck in the wrong season. They're not in the right season. They have not identified the season that they should walk in. So when you don't identify the season that you should walk in, guess what? You miss your blessing because you have not identified that it's summertime, but you're still stuck in winter. My God. And God is saying, if you come out of your past seasons and you get into your present and see why I'm taking you into your future, then you will miss your season. There is a lot of people is going through a lot of stops. There's a lot of pit stops. And oh, my God, I just felt that. We have Christians that have pit stops in the kingdom of God. And I'm blessing myself. You know, I'm saying we all do it. But we have pit stops in the kingdom of God where it's some timing, where we say, okay, well, I don't feel like it today. Well, I don't feel like it, you know, tomorrow. Well, maybe I'll do it today. Well, I'll fast tomorrow. Some folks ain't fast and consecrated in years.
Wow.
But that's what, and he said we have pit stops in the kingdom of God, and he's saying that we have to stop it. And that's why we're not being blessed how we want to get blessed, because we're stopping our blessing. We're stunting our growth. We're stunting our blessing because we are having pits in the kingdom of God. And God is saying you're missing your season because you're being disobedient and you keep having these pit stops. And you keep wanting me to bail you out. But we miss our season.
I know you
blessed
me.
Things. When I tell you this is the divine time, and I believe that God is blessing somebody, and I believe that this is a time and this is a season that God wants to do a change. He wants to do a complete change, and the change will be permanent. And the reason why we miss our season as well is because we get in something, but we don't stay with it. It's not permanent. It's only temporary. And that's why we are receiving temporary blessings. Because we are being temporal with God. Oh, my God. We are treating him like we're just, everything is just being temporary. Everything is, if I feel like it or if I do this, everything is based on a condition. Where you have to communicate and you have to have a relationship with him daily. But we treat his word and we treat him like he's temporary when he is God. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. So everything is temporary. And so that's the reason why we have blessings that don't stick, because we are temporary people. And God is saying, I want you to stop being temporary and it's time for you to have a permanent anointing. Because your temporary anointing is just going to get you from right here to across the street. But your permanent blessing is going to take you internationally. My God.
Wow.
My God. I feel this. I really feel this. And
yes,
I believe that the anointing
too.
Is here. And I want to just stop right here and tell someone right now. 877-331-4354. Call, get the book, No Residue, Seasons, the Promises of God. Pre-order the other side. These books is not going to just bless you. And I'm just not even just are trying to get a sale, because it's not about sale, but it's about blessing someone. Because I believe that these pages, that every time you turn the page, I believe that God's going to turn your life around. Every time you turn a play page, there's going to be a deliverance that's going to take place in your life. Visit the website, www.michaelidellwilliams.com. I'm there. Google me. Find me. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Get the book. God wants to change your life today. And God wants to change you from being temporary to being permanent, so you can start blessing people. Because, see, this thing is just not for you. This thing is for somebody else.
Wow. From temporary to permanent. Wow.
From temporary to permanent.
That's a word.
That's a word right there. That's a word right there.
Mm.
That's a word.
Temporary. I just want the listeners to know, because there are many listeners on the line. I can see them, and I promise you, you have all of our attention. But I want them to know that if they want to press the one button, if you have any questions, or anything that you want to say some encouraging words for the man of God, how he's blessing you, let him know, because he's blessing me. I'm telling you, there's many calls that I have been on and many interviews that I have done. But I'm telling you, I'm sitting here balled up because I feel the Holy Spirit all over me. The anointing of God is here. I'm telling you, the anointing of God is here. I knew through the struggle and through the fight. On my way home, I have never in my life had a flat tire. And I'm telling you, I've been somewhere, been some places and done some things, and a flat tire wasn't one of the things I've ever had. And I couldn't believe that I had a flat tire, and the nail came back out. So the air seeped out immediately. Immediately. But I said, devil, you are a lie. I'm getting to that. If I got to catch a cab. Yes. I said, I'm getting to
God.
That show. And the Lord showed me your face. He showed me your face. That's how come he showed me. I mean, there's many. I'm on social networks with many people. Trust me. And whenever the season come and the time come, they will be contacted. But this is the face that the Lord showed me. I have nearly 2,000 friends, but he showed me out of 2,000. He found Arthur Michael Williams.
Look at God. Look at
God. Wow. I mean, you are truly, truly, truly blessing me tonight. You are truly blessed. We have 22 minutes, and normally what happens is everybody start asking questions at once. So right before it's time to, for him to lead the show, I don't want you to be fearful, fearful of asking questions. Don't be fearful or shameful of what you may be going through, the process, or even being in the fire. I'm telling you, he's giving his testimony, and this is a real true man of God. This is not a book that was just written. Let me tell you something. When the anointing shows up after you, and you're just talking about a book that you know, the book was written under the anointing. This is confirmation on who wrote the book. He just used his hand. He just used his hand and his life as a vessel.
Yes, yes.
Wow, you are truly blessing me, and God bless you, Gina. I love you. She gonna get me, but that's okay. I'll deal with that later. God bless you, Gina. I love you. I thank God for I was birthed out through that family. So, amen.
Oh,
prayer is all
God.
My life, cause I thank God for them. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that are truly going through.
Yes, they are.
You're teaching them how to go through.
Yes.
Worship your way through.
Worship your way through.
That's a weapon in itself.
Yes, it is. When you worship your way through, and when you understand that this is not personal, it is not personal, then that's when you can come out the fire. That's when you can come out the fire, and you can go into your season, and you can come out with the third book, with the promises of God. Oh, my God. did you just hear that?
Wow. Yes.
When you learn how to go through the fire, and when you come out the fire with no residue, then you can go into your season and into your promises of God. Now, I didn't write that in that order like that. That didn't just hit me until just now, how that just flows. But sometimes we don't understand certain things, and that ties right back into the book. We don't understand certain things, and we want to just bail out, or we want to just give up because we don't understand it.
Now, I want, before we have someone that pressed the one button, and I'm about to get to her. But before you got to your fourth book,
yes,
how many years has it been from the first book to the fourth book?
It only been two years. That's about 2.5 years.
About 2.5 years.
About 2.5 years. Yes.
Okay. From the first book to the fourth book, 2.5 years. So that means there was a process that he had to go through before he can write the second book.
Yes, there was a
process. Then he had to go through another process before you had to write the third, before you were able to write the third book.
Yes, another process. And that is so true. And people think that because you come out the fire or you come out of one struggle, that your struggles stop happening. No, it does not stop happening. You're going to constantly go through struggles and constantly go through things in your life, but when you understand the struggle and when you understand God's word, how to come out with no residue into your season, into the promises of God, then you come from being temporary to being permanent. I'm going to tweet that. I want everybody just to tweet from temporary to permanent.
I've already wrote it down.
When I tell you that was a download right there. That was a download. When I tell you God is amazing, and God will show up in your life when you least expect it, when you feel like everything else has failed. God said, "I have never left you. I have never left you." He said, "I will be with you always." So when there's a promise of God on your life like that, that's an assurance. He said, cast not away your faith and your assurance and your confidence. He said, don't throw it away. You got to be assured in this thing that what God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes. And we got Sandra Alexander on hold, and someone else pressed the one button, but it was another word I wrote down that, what happens when we go through, you said, this is not personal.
It's not personal.
In other words, what you're going through, it may be somebody that's being used to press you, push you, or whatever the case may be. But in other words, it's not personal.
It's not personal. But because we are human and we are fleshy people, we take it personal because we're not in the spirit. But it's not personal. So stop taking things personal, because you are not the victim. You are the victor.
Wow.
And people are always going to be or act like the victim in certain situations. No, you're not the victim. But it's not personal. It's not personal.
Wow. Okay. Sandra Alexander, thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm just calling. I mean, I am really blessed. It is just such a blessing. And when you said, you know, from temporary to permanent, I wanted to get up and run out of my house. I want to get up and run out of my house, climb on top of the building, because it's just that, you know, none of us is perfect. But it's just that when you start the struggle and you start to get through, you know, so many things that's been trying to wear you out, but then you never give up,
yourself,
and you know that you look up, and sometimes the things that you can't even believe to even imagine that's happening, and you could just look up and say, God, I know it was you.
Yes.
You know, I
yes.
know you never left my side. I know it was you.
Yes.
So I just want to, I mean, I just want to just say it's a true blessing, you know, from where you come from to where you're at now. And I know that, it wasn't easy. You
it
know,
wasn't
but the
easy.
Thing is that you never gave up.
Yes.
Never gave up. You fought that. You fought that, you know. And, you know, the devil is busy and he comes in. The more you praise him and pray and, you know, do what you need to do and stand, you know, for God, you know, that devil come just as hard and harder. But when you fight, you know, he knows that, you know, you're not going to shut down. You know, this
yeah.
is not what you think, you know, and you fight. And it's just a blessing that, you know, that so many have just come to a place of just, you know, peace. You know,
God
you
bless
just,
you, yes.
That peace to where you just want to be free, you know. And when you serve God, there's nothing else that no one can tell you because you feel like you're at peace. But at the same time, you're still rejoicing.
Yes,
you know,
you're rejoicing.
I just want to say yes. I just want to say that it's truly a blessing. And you know, I know Tiff. You know, she's a proud woman. She's a magnificent woman of God. You know, and her struggle, she never gave up. You know,
yes.
she comes from a place to where it was hard, but guess what? She made it.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
it,
did.
And she can just look and give that testimony and thank God for it all because he says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So
yes.
I just think, you know, it's just such a blessing that, you know, that temporary to that permanent, that just was something I was just like, whoa, you know, but it's a blessing. And I just want to, you know, just say, you know, just keep it up and, you know, without God, you know, we are nothing, but with him, all things is possible. So I just want to say, you know, your strength and your courage is just magnificent. And I just want to just really say God bless you, you know, and
God
just
bless
keep
you.
Moving on.
Thank you so much. God bless you for those encouraging words. Love
You're
you
welcome.
So much. Love you so
love
much.
You.
Amen.
I want to.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I want to give a book away. I want to bless three people with no residue seasons and the promises of God.
Wow.
So I don't know if they call in or whatever or how, or they can call my office 877-331-4354. But I want to be a blessing to someone because I really believe that God's going to bless and turn someone's lives around.
Amen. 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 Okay. Amen. Caller? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We have your name. Yes. Can you have your name?
This is Janine. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you. God bless you, Janine.
God bless you. I just want to say that Mr. Williams has been such a blessing on the call this evening, and just to that no residue just really hit my spirit because the things that I've been through, the fire that I've been through, I should have lost my mind. But there's no residue of it, and I thank God for that.
Yes, yes. God bless
and
you.
I've been through the fire, and the things that God has for me, he has singed the things that are not of him off of my life.
Yes.
And now I'm living in his will, and there's no residue of it.
No residue. Praise God. I like that. That's a good testimony.
And yes, it is. And God's grace and his mercy upon my life is I'm so grateful for it. Because people see me now like, oh, you look so graceful. I'm like, okay. Like I've never been through anything. You wouldn't even imagine what I've been through. But to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
And I just thank Tiffany for this open forum. I thank you for, Tiffany, for allowing people to come on to bless others with their testimonies. And I thank you, Mr. Williams, for your testimony, and God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you as well, Janine. God bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So you all hear he's blessing. I'm telling you, he's blessing me. He's giving away 3 books. I hope you all wrote his information down. You have to go through him to get the books. You have to go through him to get the books. So this going to prove and show who hungry and who meant what they said. Because since I'm the host, I got to bag up. I can't. I'm going to have to buy mine. But it's always well. I know I'm sowing on good ground. I bet, you know, I'm very confident in that. I thank God for that, you know. I thank God for that. For him to want to be a blessing. God. That's God.
Yes, it
That's
is.
God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I say God.
Nothing
God
but
is
God.
Good, isn't he? Nothing but God. Yes. Nothing but God.
Yes.
But yes, they can call 877-331-4354, and they can receive their copy of their book. Also, I want to let the listeners know they can follow me as well. You can follow me on Facebook at Author Michael Lydell Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at Author207. I'm even on Instagram at Author207. And you can find me LinkedIn. So connect with me. I love to connect. I love to read tweets of people reading my books. It's very encouraging. I thank God for you all. You all have been such a blessing to me and my family. And God is just amazing. And when you know God is just amazing, you know, you can live. Not saying you're not going to have trials and tribulations, but you can live life to the fullest. You can live a victorious life in God. And that does not mean that you go to church all the time. See, people think that because they go to church all the time that they're just supposed to be just all deep. But no, you can go out there and you can enjoy life. Nothing is wrong with riding a bike on the lake. You know, nothing is wrong with playing tennis. You know, and just enjoying life. He put things on earth for our enjoyment. So why don't we enjoy things? Now, of course, you have to be able to be able to differ the worldly stuff. Of course, we know that because you're in the spirit. Of course, walk in the spirit now. So we want to also be mindful of those things as well too. So I'm not saying that you just go out there and you just going in and everything. You know, because I said that he put things on earth for our enjoyment. Yes, but see, it's in the right perspective. It's in the right way. So sometimes you have to clear that up.
That's
but
right.
You have to clear certain things up because people say, well, you know what that author said, you know, but you know what he said.
Yeah.
You know, no, I did not.
You
say.
Have another call or two. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Clear it up. That's right. You know how I go. We go to church, hear a message, and turn that whole message around.
And turn the whole all around.
Yes. Amen. I didn't screen this call, so I'm going to bring them on live. God bless you. Thank you for holding. Can we have your name? Hello? Hello? We can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I hear a little static in the back, but I really can't.
Oh, Lord.
Hello? I don't, maybe
Hello?
They didn't mean to. Okay, that's better. Hi.
Oh, God. Hello? I can't hear.
We can hear you.
Oh, praise God. Y'all can hear me.
Yes, we can. Very loud and clear. is this Yolanda Wallace?
I got a new phone. I'm learning, y'all. Praise God. I'm like trying to press buttons and everything. Amen. I didn't think y'all could hear me. I'm just hollering. Hello? Ooh, God, it went out.
No, it didn't go out. We can hear you. We have a couple minutes left.
I just wanted to say I'm being blessed by the man of God. That's all. I am really enjoying the message. And
God
bless
you,
Tiffany. Love you. I'm really enjoying the message. I really am. I'm full. I am so full. I got a little of it, but I bless God for what I did receive.
God bless you. Thank you
Amen.
So much. God bless you. Amen.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Love. Amen. Okay. With these last 4 minutes, Michael, can you give some encouraging words? Because there's a lot of listeners on this line, and sometimes we go through stuff and it's shameful. You know, we don't want to press the one button and confess that this is what, I'm at book one, or I'm in book two, I'm at book three.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to press the one button sometimes and let everybody know what we're going through, because we think, which is shameful. It's a shameful situation.
Yes.
But sometimes when we open our mouth, that's when God can help us, when we're done pretending.
Yes, yes. You know, a lot of times when we go through, I know we have a couple of minutes, and like you said, we are shameful. And I'm reminded of the time when I was incarcerated, and I remember I was in my jail cell, and I was going through, and I felt like I didn't want to live, and I just wanted just to die, but I just kept crying out to God, and I just heard the voice of the Lord, speaking to me, and I just began to get strong in God, and next thing you know, it was over with. And even though that was my past, but it's something I had to face. So I want to tell the listeners today is to don't give up. When you feel like you want to kill yourself, when you feel like you want to die in your struggle, don't give up, because God is right there, and God is not going to let you die. Because if he allowed the enemy to take you through, there's a promise at the end, and that's what we talked about. From temporary to permanent blessings. Don't give up.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Mm. Amen.
Don't give
Amen.
Up.
Amen. I would like your precious wife to press the one button and say some words. We got 2 minutes, and I know she's probably gonna get me later, but it's okay. I can take her punches. I can take her hits. I would love for her, if she's still on, to press the one button and just share with the people. I don't know if she's still on. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you, woman of God?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's
I'm
good. Fine. This is White. Oh. This is Gina.
Okay. Okay. Gina, share with us and the listeners, because we have some men of God that's out here. We have some women of God, some wives that's on the line, who husband is anointed, but he going through. Give us 60 seconds of how to push him.
Well, what God allowed me to do is to stay on my face and just keep prayerful and just keep the man of God, just keep him up in prayer and to keep encouraging him and to let him know that God is able and he will never forsake us nor will he leave us, and that all we got to do is just keep holding on to God's hand, and the more we reach up and hold on to God, the more he pull us up from the death where we were. And I just kept encouraging the man of God. And while I was encouraging him, I was encouraging myself. And then I just started praying for other women and their husbands and family members. And I told God, I said, God, you made them, you formed them, you got them, and I know that you're going to bring them out all right. And God did just what he said he was going to do. And we cannot, you can't pray with your mouth and then turn around and complain. You can't pray with your mouth and then turn around and lash out at the man of God. You can't pray and then turn around and blaspheme him. If you're going to pray or you're going to complain. Either you're going to pray or you're going to worry. And worry is a sin. So which one you going to do? You're going to either stand with the man of God and you're going to pray for him, you're going to encourage him, or you're going to stay on the sideline and blaspheme him and talk about him and say what he ain't and where he ain't going to never be. Because the more you speak negative on him, that's you open up the door for the devil to come in to attack. And what I did was I closed the door from the devil. And I told the devil he would not have him. He would not have our marriage. He would not have his life. He would not have my life that we was meant to be. We was one. God gave him me, and God gave him, you know, gave him me and gave me to him. And I just kept encouraging him and just kept praying and kept reading my word. And I want to let the women know that if you do that, I promise you that God will come in and God will deliver and set free.
Amen. That was Mother Bynum's teaching anointing on her right there, you all. That was a cut in the sewing up. Keep your mouth off your man. If you want God to bring him out, keep your mouth off of him unless you're blessing him. That was a right now word. I thank God for you. I love you.
Yes.
Michael, do you have any words before we close out?
No, just want to say thank you so much for the invitation. Thank God for Gina, all the listeners, just everyone, for your encouraging words and for your prayers. I just thank God for you.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you all, too. And if you all want to listen to the show again, I'm going to post the link on tomorrow. I'm going to post it on his page and on my page. So this is a live recording. It's being recorded now. So I'm going to post the link on tomorrow. On his page, my page. So anybody that missed the show, they'll get a chance to hear it, or they can go to the website, westernworld1.com. They can go to the website and listen to it immediately after we're done, after we're offline. I want to thank God for the listeners, for those that called in, for those that asked questions and pressed the one button. I want to thank God for Regina. I want to thank God for Arthur Michael. I really thank God for you all. I was truly blessed on tonight. I'm telling you, I'm stirred up and on fire, and I thank God for you all. I just pray that God continue to keep you, cover you all in the name of Jesus, that he restore everything that was poured out on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just want to say thank you for tonight. Thank you for this Kairos moment, Father. Thank you for this right now moment. Thank you for God being in the right season at the right time in Jesus' name. And we love you. We thank you, and we pray. Praise you, and we'll see you all next week, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, next Wednesday. Be blessed.
Yes. God bless you.